on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, yes.
Just like that, all of my stomach just becomes real tight and real, you know, knotty and...
You feel like roly-poly.
You feel like you need to run to the loo, do you?
No time. We're buckled up here now for the next 8 minutes.
This is the longest thing we do. It could run till nine. Who knows?
Mm.
This is the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling, the women of Dublin and beyond, we come together, we quiz our Dave and all things girly. 2 years into this now, he still knows very little about women, it seems. But look, it is good crack. Three questions are ahead. He needs to get all three correct to win the week. But he's not completely on his own with that.
No, he's not. Dave, you have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, which is a 50-50 option. The other is our Phone a Female. And the Girly Quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. You can meet with the Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artist and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street. And a product bundle by Sculpted by Amy to our Phone a Female this morning as well.
Who is Sarah? Good morning, Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Oh, thank Sarah. God she's still there.
Relief.
Thanks for being here, Sarah. I'm sure he'll need you. Okay?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Thank you, hon. And just to say as well, obviously kids back in school and stuff, the Girly Quiz, in case you're new to it, has the potential to get spicy. Okay, so hand on the dial if there's kids in the car and there's something that comes up that you're like, Era, we haven't had that shot yet.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
It's not just possible, it's probable.
Okay, Dave, we need to get you back to winning ways. You had a terrible week last week.
It was
embarrassing.
So bad.
Question one in the Girly Quiz this week.
I'm already sweating, I swear to God.
What Irish influencer is behind the brand Fourth Arc?
Fourth Arc?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of it?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Fourth Arc has a hold over women in this country like nothing else.
I've never heard of it.
Do you know what they sell even?
No, I haven't a clue.
That's a pity, isn't
boats. Dearing Gary. Doesn't she sell boats or something?
No. She doesn't sell boats. Her dad takes tours around Dublin Bay. She does. Dearing Gary, he does
she
not sell
she should get into
boats.
That business, though. It's lucrative. Selling boats.
Dearing, you can have that for free. Start selling boats. You'd do very well. Call it Fourth Arc or Fifth Arc. Who knows?
Okay, come on now. The question...
I'd like to think I know my influencers quite well.
Because you follow all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd know my influencers.
You fancy them all.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, she's looking well tonight. You see her one? She's looking class.
I have never said that in my life to them two. I've said it to other people. I have absolutely no idea. Do you think Sarah would know this? Do you really think people would know this?
I think it's tricky, but I think a lot of girls would know this for sure.
I feel like Sarah could be on the other end of the phone going, please don't come to me, please don't come to me, please don't come to me.
Well,
but Sarah, I'm sorry. We're putting your fader up. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Sarah, I've got 30 seconds of the clock. Which influencer does Fourth Arc?
Rosie Connolly.
Rosie Connolly.
I think.
Sounded confident.
What is Fourth Arc?
Yeah, it is.
What is Fourth Arc?
They sell clothes.
Not boats.
And no, they have this like famous fleecy hoodie that they sell, and everybody wears. And I have them. So
oh, do
have
you?
Oh, you have one.
Okay, all right. I don't even know Rosie Connolly.
Oh, for God's sake, Dave. Get
what?
No, I don't know her.
She's one of the OG influencers.
Why would I love her?
Because she's blonde and pretty.
Okay. Right.
And an amazing saleswoman and doing really well and has her own fashion line and
Dave
is
doesn't
class.
Care about
All right, let's go with Sarah and go. The answer is Rosie Connolly.
You're absolutely correct.
Let's go, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Well done, darling. Fair play.
Unbelievable answer.
No,
what has she won?
A gorgeous Sculpted by Amy product bundle is all yours, gal. Enjoy.
Nice
another
one, Sarah.
Woman in business doing very well. Mm-hmm.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Thank
Thanks
you.
On.
Good luck, Sarah.
Bye,
have
bye,
a great
bye,
day. Bye bye.
Okay, wow.
Whew.
A lot went on there.
All right, that was a journey. Question number two. Dave. If a diamond was described as emerald, what would that be referring to?
If a diamond was described as emerald, surely the colour. But maybe it's the cut of the diamond. Emerald. See, when I think of emerald, I think green.
Mm-hmm.
But you could probably get different colour emeralds. I'm not sure. I'm going to say it's the cut of a diamond. It's like...
Didn't even know you'd know what the word cut was.
Yeah, but like... And to be honest, I don't really because... I'm pretty sure you can't cut a diamond.
Would that not mean that there's every diamond is one big diamond?
How big are these lumps of things?
Like? Or do you think they grow in like the perfect little shape?
Do you think you just picked them up from the ground and shoved on a ring?
I genuinely did.
Oh, Jesus, Mother of Mercy.
I genuinely thought that's how they were formed. I thought they just whatever
you
got.
They just look like that.
They just look like that.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought you couldn't
cut it. So convenient.
You can't cut a diamond. I'm pretty sure diamonds are, like, invincible.
You're the one who said cut.
But that's what's confusing me about
it. Sorry, I actually just really need to get this clear in my head. You believe that, say, one day, if you propose to a lady, that you go to a shop saying, what you have there that you dug up from the ground.
That you picked up off the ground.
And it's just the way it was, and you shove it on a ring and throw it in someone's finger.
It's not picked up on the ground. But they obviously mine for diamonds. But I thought you might have different shaped diamonds. Like maybe they, like depending on where they grow. Do you know what I mean?
They grow.
So like, or where they're bright. I don't even know how diamonds are made.
They're bread.
Good old diamond breeding company going on over there.
So obviously you can cut diamonds. Great, good to know. I'm very, very happy to know that.
All right, let's get back to the question.
I'm gonna say it's the cut. I really think it is the green thing, but I think that would be too obvious. I'm going to go with the cut of a diamond.
You're absolutely right.
Come on!
And I'm very impressed.
Let's go.
Oh my God.
I really did genuinely think that diamonds just came like that and just that's how they were made. I didn't think you could cut them. I thought they were always like, that's how you'd find out if a diamond was fake. You'd try to destroy it, and if you can't destroy it, it's a real diamond.
Okay, interesting theory.
I mean, I don't know, but they definitely can cut
that them. Might be a ruby. I don't know.
Oh God, we can't get into this.
Do you not remember that in Flushed Away? Remember, Rita, the rat, tries to destroy the ruby and it breaks.
Oh yeah, then it's fact.
Flushed Away, such a factual show. Good documentary style on diamonds there.
Look,
yeah.
That's where I learned most of the stuff
on.
I know.
Breeding diamonds and that, were they? You're doing well, hon.
Thank you.
You're doing really well. 2 out of 3 in the bag.
Shocking, actually.
Dave, name 3 cliched things you might find at a hen party.
Oh, wow. A hen party. I must say a hen. Being the bride-to-be.
I don't think we'll accept that. That's too obvious.
What?
But though, like, come on.
You asked the question.
Ah, come on now. That's
what would you find at a birthday party? Someone whose birthday it is.
People.
Exactly. Like, that's an answer.
No.
Right, okay.
Not human things.
I'm talking about cliched things.
Do you want like funny, like kind of like pin the tail on the donkey type style?
Is that one of them?
Well, pin the willy on the man. Is that not one?
If you want to log that, you can log that.
No, I don't want to log that. Let's go with fingers on the dial.
Fingers on the dial, folks.
Willy straws.
Okay. Willy straws is one.
One.
I don't know after that. A piñata.
You've got to simplify. You want to use it.
How would a simplify work for this question?
I've got one.
Willy straws, and they'd have a veil, and they'd also have a sash. I'm going to say a sash as well, saying bride to be.
I think we have to give it to him.
Yeah, of course
you
do.
We have to give it to a man. Well done.
Well done.
And some sort of flashing glasses or something as well. There's always
L plates.
L plates are gas.
That's another good one.
Why are they a thing?
I was in Dublin Airport Terminal 1 in that outside area last Friday. God, there was gangs of girls in there. Team Bride t-shirts.
Yes.
All in black with skirts, all coordinated, etc.
Blow up man.
Yep. A blow up man. Yeah.
Carrying God. Around the you husband's know. Face, the mask of the lad's face.
Yeah.
God, hen parties need to do better, man. Well done, Dave. Back
Thank
to
you. Let's go.
The girly quiz with Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this.
Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.